You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This sounds like a song I should have on my Spotify list, but I don't think I do.
This is actually done by a Dave Grohl version.
Oh, okay. How about that? New?
I never you know what he used to do? For a couple years in a row, he did something called the Hanukkah Sessions.
Okay.
Which was him and his daughter, on the 8 days of Hanukkah, they would release a cover song every day. Hmm. And they did it for like 2 or 3 years in a row. I don't think they did it this past year.
How about that?
But this was one of them. Rock and Roll, the old Lou Reed song.
You learn something every day.
Nick Saban, Jerry, sat down for an interview with...
Lou Reed, is he the one that wanted to be... What was the song he did about being a woman? Right? Is that not a good description?
That's not ringing a bell to me.
Lou Reed. What was his most popular song? Wild Side.
We'll Take a Walk on the Wild Side, yeah.
I don't know why I thought about being a woman.
I think there's something I don't think he wants to be a woman.
There's lyrics in that, though.
But there may be lyrics in there about a man being a woman or something.
He was a she, yeah.
Okay, that's what it is. That's Lou
Reed.
Take
a Walk on the Wild Side. Yeah, that was Lou Reed.
I didn't realize that was him, too.
Yeah, rock and roll, great song.
How about that?
Oh, yeah, Jerry. So Nick Saban sat down, Jerry, with a very extensive interview.
Yeah, bothered there's no video, though.
Yeah, no video of this?
It looks like it's actually an article.
Wow.
With quotes.
They sent a reporter to his house.
I know.
I guess they got to talk to him and his wife. And it's really about how Nick Saban, his whole life, he said he has always been in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's a very busy. I feel like you're a guy who's always, like, you're always, you got a lot of things
going on.
I don't think
I'm always in a hurry.
Well, he says he's always in a hurry being a head coach. Where was he, Jerry? Alabama?
Yes. It was also in the NFL.
That's true.
With the Dolphins
mm-hmm.
and LSU.
Yeah.
But yes, Alabama.
Alabama. And he was so busy, Jerry, always running from one thing to the next. And I guess he, over all of these years, he never did a lot of things for himself.
Mm-hmm. He was a football coach.
He was a football coach. And his wife said that he just sent his very first email.
You're kidding.
She said he's never sent his own email.
Wow. Oh, that's extreme.
And she said, for the first time ever, he went to the pharmacy by himself to pick up a prescription.
I could believe that. That one, the email one, I don't believe. I could buy that one because his hours are probably crazy, and I'm sure anytime he needed something, either his wife or his assistant probably went and grabbed it for him. He probably lived at Alabama,
right?
You know, so that one doesn't surprise me. The email one, though, makes no sense to me at all. How is that possible?
Did his assistant send out his emails?
I guess so. I don't know.
Please take an email for me.
Yeah.
So he's doing emails, Jerry. You might get an email from Nick Saban. This guy's just trying to catch up on all the years of emails.
Sounds like a guy that was in prison for the last 30 years getting reacclimated to society.
He's like, what are these cellular phones you have? What is this iPhone?
He had that. He had to have.
He had to have an iPhone, right?
Or a Samsung Galaxy, yes.
Although she said, the wife saying that he's also like just starting now to get into texting as well.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You ever think someone like that, and I know why he walked away, and I don't blame him for walking away. Yeah, how many days do you think he's woke up and said, what have I done?
In walking away?
Yeah, like as much as he probably couldn't take it anymore, all the crap that's going on, the portal, the NIL, at the end of the day, he's a football coach, and now he wakes up, and I don't mean this in a disrespectful way, but he's waking up and he's staring at his wife for hours on end, wondering, now what?
Yeah, so he's like, I know I got to master email, but once I master this whole email situation, then what do I do?
And his wife's got to be like, well, you go get a job.
Right. Now, they said, this is also weird, that he's still going to keep an office at Alabama.
One of those deals, huh?
Yeah, but he said his current office, I guess, is in the stadium.
Okay.
And he's not. He says he's staying away from the, he's going to have an office on campus somewhere. Probably just a place where he can go run and hide for a little while.
Did they keep him on as a consultant?
Some sort of consultant thing, yeah.
Yeah, you know what that means? They're just paying him to be around. That's all that is.
Yeah.
Consulting what?
But he seemed to acknowledge that you can't really be hanging around the football team.
No, it's not fair.
That
is not fair to the new football coach.
Not fair to the new dude.
There was a deal. Oh, come on. There was a recently fired or
the Pete Carroll.
I'm not thinking of Pete Carroll. I thought it was Kyle. Was it Krzyzewski where he was still showing up to practice once in a while? Just to observe, and yeah. It's like, it was not Pete Carroll, because it was someone that was still around, which is not fair to the new regime.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be very awkward if you have Nick Saban looking over your shoulder when you're trying to...
Nick Saban's got to be like, look at these 18 to 22-year-olds, they're still around. Like, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah, so he's just going to master email, he's going to master going to the pharmacy, maybe run to the supermarket.
And then what happened?
Imagine Nick Saban
in the supermarket.
Right. That's the other thing I was thinking, like picking up a prescription. He's waiting in line. Everyone's, you know, in Alabama.
You're right.
That Alabama football
is everything.
Yeah, it's everything.
Everything.
What kind of medication you getting, Nick?
Well, it's a good thing he's a very friendly person. He's not surly at all.
No. He's definitely into wanting to talk Alabama football while in line to get his heart medication.
Although now with no stress of the football, maybe he is a friendly guy.
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't know.
Bill Maher, Jerry, is starting a podcast network.
Another one?
Yeah, well, I never know what that means. What do you mean either. Starting a
I have
network?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
He's giving Sage Steele a show.
Okay.
He's giving
a break.
Kevin Garnett a show.
That's what we're going to get. That's who's going to get a show.
Limp Bizkit.
Okay.
And Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins.
All right, I'm in. Whatever.
What
Quick
is?
Break. We'll come back and talk about that. Then Boomer and Geo at 6 on the Fan Odyssey Sports Minute, brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. We're talking Dodgers baseball.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
Now you got 30 seconds, Al. What else?
Jerry, I had no idea that the Big Three basketball with RG
was still a thing.
Yeah, that with Ice Cube is still a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But they made a $5 million offer to get Caitlin Clark.
I saw. Did you see his post?
Ice Cubes?
This was supposed to be a private offer, but now that it's out there, okay.
Yeah. Where do they got $5 million? That Ice Cube's got to be dipping into his own personal
Isn't
account.
Isn't he worth $1 billion?
Ice Cube is?
I would think so. No?
Man, why am I not worth $1 billion, Jerry?
WFAN. WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1. New York. Always live on the Free Odyssey app.